Mary Detloff. She is with the DNR. Mary, how are you?
Good, Tony. How are you?
Long time no talk to you. Thanks for coming on the show. Saw a story from Ed White from the Associated Press where auditors have uncovered some challenges with the hunting license system. Now, I know you don't have a lot of details about this, but can you tell us what you know?
Well, Tony, our system, you know, was first created in 1995. It's older technology. It's in desperate need of an upgrade, which we are in the middle of doing. When the Auditor General did this audit, we hadn't upgraded the system yet. So he was basically auditing the older system, which was called a store and forward system, which meant a day's worth of sales data would be stored and then forwarded to the, our computer system in Lansing, at the end of the evening. So it wasn't a real-time system, which is what we are currently upgrading, the retail sales system to be, is a real-time system, so that all the data in it is real-time and it's not stored and forwarded.
All right, so there have been some challenges. Some folks were getting licenses who probably shouldn't have. For example, about 800 people acquired more than 2,000 licenses, even though their right to fish and hunt had been revoked, correct?
Correct, but you have to understand, Tony, that we sell millions of licenses every year, and I would say 97 to 98% of the time we are selling the correct license to the eligible person.
All right, and the new software, is it software or a new computer system completely?
It's a new computer system completely, new terminals, new screens, new printers that are being installed. At every retail sales outlet where you can buy a DNR license across the state, we started installing it this summer. We're doing it in phases, and hopefully by the early next year it'll be completed.
All right, thanks so much, Mary. Appreciate your time.
You're welcome.